Yeah, welcome to Simple Successful, our PM International podcast channel. My name is Rolf Sorg. I'm the CEO and founder of PM International, and I'm very happy to have today with me Rivaldo and his wife Elisa. Rivaldo, he is a world famous soccer player. He has an inspiring story and an impressive trace record, I have to say, unbelievable. World Soccer Player of the Year. He also has a Ballon d'Or, so that's the best you can ever get. I mean, there's not more than that. He's originally born and grown up in Brazil, and so many, many more things he achieved in his life. So I'm really feeling very honored to have this interview together with him and his wife today here. And we will look a little bit behind the scenes, not only about his career playing soccer, but he also started using our FitLine products this year. And we also want to see learn a little bit about his family background. So to get started, Rivaldo, maybe we start at the beginning. So how got your soccer career started? So what got you in soccer? I mean, how did that happen?
Primeiro, prazer poder tá participando aqui na PM Internacional.
To be here in PM International.
Dizer que estou muito feliz de tá tomando os produtos, tá me fazendo muito bem.
I'm so happy to use the products. It's doing very good for me.
A minha carreira começou com uns 13 anos, né?
My career started with 13 years old.
Sempre gostei do futebol.
I always liked soccer.
E tinha um pai fanático, né?
I had my father that was fanatic.
E queria que um dos três filhos fosse jogador de futebol.
He really wanted me or my brothers to be a soccer player.
Só que com 16 anos meu pai faleceu.
But when I was 16 my father passed away.
E eu quis realizar o sonho do meu pai, né?
And I really want to make his dream come true.
Que ele queria que um dos três fosse jogador profissional.
To be a soccer player.
Mas os meus dois irmãos.
But my two brothers.
Desistiram e eu insisti.
They didn't want to be a soccer player. They stopped.
E and graças a Deus tive a felicidade, né, de poder realizar esse sonho
do meu pai de
conseguir jogar profissionalmente e chegar um dia a ser o melhor do mundo e campeão do mundo com o Brasil.
And I could play a professional soccer player, be a soccer player and to be a best player of the world.
Unbelievable. I mean, so, and that makes me also learn a lot about your desire, yeah, to really fulfill your father's dream. So what do you think was a recipe for you that really made it happen?
I mean,
that you really achieved what you achieved.
Qual que era o ingrediente que fez dar certo?
É trabalho, né?
Work.
Trabalho, é muita dedicação.
Dedication, determination.
No meus treinamentos, porque eu de uma família muito pobre, né?
I was really poor, my family was poor.
Então tive que me dobrar.
I needed to work a lot.
Para conquistar, né? Acho que eu era o primeiro a chegar no treino e
always I was the first to be in the training.
E o último a sair do treino.
And the last one to go out.
E sempre observando os jogadores mais velhos.
And always looking at the older players.
Sempre assistindo jogos de jogadores que eu tinha como Maradona, Zico.
Always watching old players like Maradona, Zico.
O próprio Matheus, um jogador alemão.
Like Matheus, the German player.
E outros jogadores, né? Então você aprende também vendo esses grandes jogadores.
I was learning from them too.
Mas o fundamental é você estar nos treinamentos dedicados,
but
bem dedicado todos os dias.
Recipe, the principal one is the dedication, to be in the training, to do your best.
E com aquela vontade de realizar um sonho,
the desire to be the dream become true.
De ser um jogador profissional.
to be a professional soccer player.
E um dia poder jogar na seleção brasileira.
And one day to play in the national team.
Então sou grata a Deus por ter conseguido.
I'm thankful to God to
esse objetivo.
To have this in my life.
Yeah, and I can confirm that from my side. If I look on my personal career, I can say there's a lot of similarities because I mean, my father was a reason for me to give my best because I wanted to prove to him also absolutely that I can be successful and that I can and prove to him that I did the right choice.
So,
I mean, and so focus played a big role to me too. And you named role models. You have people you looked up to that you said, okay, these are people I could learn from. I think, yes, it's important to have role models that you can look up to. But on the other side, to become the best, yeah, you need not only to look at them, you need even to compete. Yeah? So, and when I look to leaders in my environment of direct sales, I always looked what they're doing right, what they're doing the best. And my strategy was very simple. I said, okay, I mean, working my butt off was part of it. And on the other side, it was also important for me, if I see he's doing that the best and he's doing that the best, I said, if I can do both of it, if myself, if I can make, you know, using this, what they do the best and what he does the best together, then I'd be faster and better as both of them.
It
was a kind of my strategy. And it worked out pretty well. So that's what made me at least the number one in the direct sales company I started part-time. So, I mean, what were your greatest moments in your career?
Acho que o melhor momento da minha carreira teve vários, né?
It was a lot, but
acho que o primeiro foi você ser profissional, né? Que era um sonho você ser
profissional, né? Because this was my dream to be a professional.
Chegar a ser profissional, né?
And to become a professional.
E depois jogar num clube grande, né, do Brasil.
To play in a biggest club in Brazil.
Depois é um sonho de todos chegar a uma seleção brasileira,
after
jogar pela seleção.
After to play a national team, Brazil national team.
E depois ser transferido para um clube na Europa.
After to play in Europe.
E tive essa possibilidade de ir para um clube que chama Deportivo La Coruña.
I had the opportunity to play in La Coruña in Spain.
E depois tive a possibilidade de ser comprado pelo Barcelona.
And after Barcelona bought me.
Que é um dos melhores clubes do mundo e tive a felicidade.
And it was one of the best clubs in the world.
De jogar por 5 anos nesse clube.
And I had the opportunity to play 5 years there.
Então foi muitos sonhos que foi acontecendo,
dreams,
muitas coisas que foram acontecendo na minha vida.
That was happening in my life.
Até chegar o momento de ser melhor
until
do mundo.
The moment to become a best player of the world.
E depois em 2002 ser campeão
and
do mundo com a seleção.
And after 2002 to become a world champion, mid champion.
E só quem é campeão do mundo sabe o que é a festa que é no seu país.
And this is really important for all my country. It was a really important party.
Então foi um título muito importante, né, para minha carreira.
It was really
2002,
for my life. 2002 was
com a seleção brasileira.
With the national team, Brazil national team.
Congratulations. I mean, I'm really impressed about this achievement and that career. I mean, you really started in the most competitive environment I could imagine. Soccer in Brazil, I mean,
so
where every kid is playing soccer and everybody wants to be a hero, and you made it. I mean, soccer player of the year. Number one, most famous soccer player worldwide.
País muito grande, né?
It's a big country, Brazil.
Que tem muitos bons jogadores, né?
A lot good players there.
E eu tive muito mais dificuldade porque eu sou
and
do Nordeste do Brasil.
And I had a lot more difficulties because I'm from north of Brazil.
Então, não é fácil você
it's not easy
chegar onde eu cheguei
to
no
arrive
futebol.
Where I became.
Mas, graças a Deus,
but thanks God,
me ajudou e eu conquistei.
God helped me and I
chegar até aonde eu cheguei hoje.
I achieved all my goals.
Yeah. But you always gave your best.
Mas você sempre deu o seu melhor.
Eu acho que para você conquistar as coisas, você tem que dar sempre o melhor, né?
Yeah,
acho
to quando... achieve my your goals, you need to give your best. Yeah.
Quando você não dá o melhor, então dificilmente você vai chegar
when
no
you
seu
don't
objetivo.
Give your best, you don't achieve what you really
exactly.
want.
Eu sempre dei o meu melhor nos meus treinamentos,
no
jogo, cada jogo.
In the training, in the games, in every games.
Eu dava o máximo, eu dava
I
o máximo.
I give my best.
Claro que nem sempre você acerta,
but
né?
Sure,
sempre as coisas acontecem.
Things doesn't go like you think.
Mas você tem que estar sempre consciente que você deu o máximo, sabe?
But always you need to have in your mind that you gave
que você
your
tem
best.
Muita mais possibilidade de conquistar.
I have with that you have more possibility to achieve what you really want. Yes.
E quando você não dá o máximo, então
and when you don't give your
dificilmente
best,
você vai conseguir seus objetivos.
To achieve what your goals, what you really want.
Yeah, I have to say that's a lesson I learned too, to give your best. And I think we have a happier life when we're always giving our best.
Nós temos uma vida melhor quando feliz.
Because you can always look in the mirror. If you give your best, even if you are not perfect, I mean.
Mas a gente está o melhor mesmo você não sendo perfeito.
You're always fine with yourself because
mas,
I mean you give
assim,
your best.
Você está sempre feliz porque você deu o seu melhor, né? Mesmo não certo.
I think if you do something, you have to do
se
it.
Se você faz alguma coisa, yeah? Você tem que fazer dando
so
o seu melhor.
So why wasting time or not giving your best if you can give your best?
Melhor,
you know?
Se você pode dar o seu melhor. Sure.
So I understand there was always not everything was perfect. I mean, so maybe also challenges in your life, obstacles to overcome, or days where it didn't went. So what were your biggest challenges you had to face?
Qual foi o seu maior desafio que você enfrentou?
Desafio. Desafio. É, acho que foi no início, né? No
challenge,
início,
I think it was
início da minha carreira, esse foi.
When I started.
Yeah.
Foi o pior desafio.
This was the worst challenge.
Porque eu às vezes ia treinar.
Because sometimes when I was for training.
Sem almoçar.
Without lunch.
Uh-huh. Às vezes tinha, mas eu não tinha tempo e às vezes não tinha
sometimes
comida.
Sometimes didn't have food in my house.
E era um desafio.
And this was a really big challenge.
Esse foi o pior desafio que eu passei na minha infância,
that
né?
I had in my childhood.
Mas só que eu tinha um objetivo, eu tinha algo para poder conquistar, eu queria conquistar algo, então.
But I had always have this goal in my life and for this desire to become a soccer player.
Mas eu acho que tudo isso que eu passei hoje eu vejo que valeu a pena, né?
But
porque
all this challenge was now I can see that was good because I'm here. I did.
Valeu a pena esse sacrifício porque conquistei muitas coisas no na minha carreira.
Yes, this was good because I achieved many things in my career.
E pude ajudar toda a minha família,
I could help all my family.
Principalmente a minha mãe.
My mother.
Meus irmãos.
My brothers.
Toda a minha família, então
all
isso não tem preço.
And this don't have a price.
Yeah, you have a big family, you have children.
Você tem uma grande família, tem
I
filhos.
Heard your son's playing soccer too. So they're following in the footsteps of the father.
Ele
so
tá
what I think you,
com teus pais,
you will be very proud of
você
that
deve
too.
Estar muito orgulhoso dele também.
Eu tenho cinco, né? Cinco filhos. Tenho dois no meu primeiro
two
casamento.
Of my first marriage.
Um chama Rivaldo Júnior, que
first
joga na
one
Polônia.
Is Rivaldo Júnior, he plays in Poland.
Com 25 anos.
25 years old.
Tamires, que tem
Tamires,
23 anos.
23 years old.
Que é casada também com um
she's
jogador.
She's married with a soccer player and
que joga em Chipre.
In Cyprus.
E tem um três que vive aqui em Orlando.
And I have three here in United States.
E tenho minha mãe mais quatro irmãos que
I
eu tenho
no
Brasil.
I have my mother and more four brothers.
Yeah, that's a big family.
É uma grande família.
So, question to Elisa.
Yeah.
So, being together with a sports legend, being the wife of a sports legend like Rivaldo, how is that?
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Because he's a really good man, good husband, good father, He is really simple, you know, all that he has in his life, and he doesn't forget where he became, where yeah. he when he was child. So I'm so proud. It's, for me, it's really good to then, become.
So if you have such famous person in your life, yes, as your husband,
yes,
but so in private life, so who is a real boss here?
Yeah, he's always together with me. And like my kids, what they said, that I when I'm going training, yeah, supermarkets, yeah, he always wants to be with me.
Yeah.
He's not tired to be beside me. So we are always together.
Yeah.
He's a really good husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Rivaldo, with everything you experienced with your super career and everything you're doing, I know you are living a very healthy lifestyle.
Eu sei que você vive uma vida muito saudável.
How do you define happiness for you?
Como se define
and a fulfilled life?
É felicidade para você na tua vida, na sua vida.
Eu acho que eu posso dizer que eu sou um homem muito feliz.
I can say that I'm really, really happy, man.
Porque eu sempre coloquei na minha cabeça,
because,
né? Depois,
always I put in my mind.
Depois que eu me tornei conhecido, after comecei to become a ser famoso, famous, comecei a ganhar dinheiro.
After become to receive money,
eu falei para mim mesmo que o dinheiro não ia ser tudo na minha
I
vida.
I always put in my mind that money was not were not to be the first in my life.
Que é importante.
Sure, it's really important.
Mas que a família é muito mais
but
importante.
Family is more important.
Então, hoje eu me dedico mais à família.
But today I'm dedicated all my life for my family.
Porque isso para mim é número um.
Because this is the number one.
E então eu dou esse valor à minha família, né?
I'm always I like to be with my family.
Porque às vezes aparece muitas coisas para mim de trabalho, de coisas para fazer.
Sometimes comes a lot of events to do.
E às vezes eu digo não.
And sometimes I say no.
Porque prefiro estar com minha família.
Because I prefer to be together with my family.
Porque eu coloquei isso na minha cabeça que um pouco a mais.
Because I put in my mind that a little bit more.
Isso não vai se ficar muita coisa para mim.
I've not become more rich for that. So
vale mais a pena ter a família
it's
junto.
Better to be together with my
mais
family,
tempo junto.
More time with them.
Então isso posso estar tá errado, mas eu escolhi estar mais com a família.
I'm not right.
Eu tive
but
meu.
This is my choice to be with my family.
Eu quero trabalhar.
I want to work.
Mas um trabalho que não perca,
but
não possa sair da minha família,
a
né?
A work that I'm not, that I don't put my family behind. They need to be together with me.
Yes.
Porque desde os 13 anos até joguei até 43 anos, tem praticamente 30 anos.
I played like 13 years to 43 years old.
E
all
eu,
this time.
E eu sempre falei que eu quero curtir a vida com a minha família.
I always thought that after stop, I wanna like enjoy my life together with my family.
A vida é curta.
The life is too short.
E você tem que desfrutar o máximo
and
que pode.
And we need to take the best all the time that we want.
Mas o desfrutar com a família, não.
But I want to live my life with my family, not without them.
Então isso é o que eu faço, né?
This is my happiness. This is what I do.
Super, very impressive.
Muito impressionante.
Great insights, I have to say.
Isso é muito
e posso até o meu filho mais velho, o Rivaldinho de 25.
I can say that my son, the oldest one.
Em alguns momentos ele diz, pai, porque o senhor não vem morar na Espanha?
Why you don't come to live in Spain?
Nos Estados Unidos ninguém te conhece.
In the United States anybody knows you.
E na Espanha todos te conhecem, é famoso
you
e
are
tal.
Really famous in Europe.
Eu digo, meu filho, eu quero ter mais tranquilidade,
I
quero estar mais em família.
I really want to be quiet in my life, to be with my family.
Eu sei que quando eu vou na Europa, principalmente em Barcelona, as
I
pessoas...
I know that when I go to Europe, like especially in Barcelona.
Tem um carinho especial por mim.
all people they have a special care of me, they love me.
Mas aquilo já passou, já não.
But I know that this is my past.
Já ficou para trás,
this
né?
This is behind.
A minha vida é outra agora.
Now
então,
my life is another. I have another life.
Eu não posso viver de coisas que
I
já passou.
I cannot live for my past.
Tem que viver para frente.
I need like looking.
E é o que eu faço, né? Viver sempre em busca da felicidade. A felicidade é estar com a minha família.
Live to have a happiness in my life, and my happiness is my family.
Great. So, thinking about today, you started using our products and you got some experience. Can you share the experience with us about how you feel about the Fitline products or what's it good for you?
No, ótimo.
They are great.
Me sinto muito bem.
I'm feeling really good.
Todos os produtos, não tô
all
aqui.
The products.
É, falando por falar, né?
I'm not here just saying. Yeah. I really use that.
Falo que são muitos bons produtos.
And they are really good.
Eu posso falar, como ela pode falar, que também
I can
é tanto...
say and I can say
estamos
too.
Sempre juntos, treinando.
We are always together playing, training and
produtos
using the products.
São muito bons.
And they are really good.
Super. So thank you very much. That was a super inspiring interview
muito
we had
por
here.
Inspiração,
and
I'm
really happy that you took
feliz.
The effort and the time to come to us.
So
talking about the podcast, if you like it and you got inspired about our interview today, then stay tuned. If you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you will learn about our next podcast when it will be. I can't wait to share another success story with you. Thank you very much.